This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Because when you're part of the conversation, you get information, right? You can figure out what's going on. When you have a conversation with the, when you try to have a conversation with the other side, you can at least be informed. And even if they throw stuff at you that you know is fake, you know it isn't true, you don't care at that point. You've given them the information. It's rolling around in their head, even though they hate to hear it. It's just amazing, right? Anyway, Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every Friday as my co-host. Always appreciate her time with me. And Sonia, smile. Could be worse.
I'm telling you that this is my year.
Yeah.
Really? If I were a war person, a war planner, I don't know what those are called. But I'm all about right now restructuring the fight.
Okay.
Because the fight has gotten so crazy and what we're seeing is so insane. I don't know that it's, I mean, if you have a handful of people who you can talk to and make a difference, cool. You got to know who you can do it with and who you're just wasting time with. You were talking earlier before the break about the founding fathers. I just think that because for generations they've been taught that the founding fathers are just these pasty white men who are all racist slave owners, and it doesn't matter what they went through or suffered or sacrificed or fought for.
Yeah.
To me, what they fought against was insurmountable, but you would have to have empathy or sympathy for to even understand that, even if it had nothing to do with you, your gender, or your color, it's the stuff movies are made of. I mean, it's an amazing thing that what the early Americans did to fight against the largest army in the world.
Well, okay,
and they succeeded.
You had to have the guts to do it. You had to have the wherewithal to believe that the country or what you were fighting for was noble and something worth dying for. And,
Yep. You
know, it's like my Italian aunts and uncles who actually came here from Italy, they kept saying, when I was a kid, they would say, you have no idea what you have here, and that's dangerous. That's back in the 60s and 70s.
Wow.
You have no idea what you have here. You guys take your freedom for granted. You think this is owed to you.
So true.
The whole thing. And they came from a fascist regime. Think about it.
I almost wish today's people were up against it so they could get it.
I'd like to take some of these kids by the plane loads and take them to these countries that they think, all right, excuse me.
I got siblings who are older than me who believe this crap about the white racist founding fathers, slave owner, oppressors.
Where were the parents in all this then? When did the parents start taking responsibility for looking at things? So you learned what? No. That teaches.
No,
what?
I'm sorry. I think that parents.
I know.
I'm not going to put this on. I think that here's my thinking at this point. I told you this is a different year for me to kind of look at things overall. I think some people have sensibilities to be normal. And some people don't. And I think that people are looking into that. It's like, you know, is there something going on? Is there something in our DNA or brain waves or whatever to make us more rational, patriotic, sympathetic, all that? And then there's just something in it. Because I've never met a lefty that wasn't a control freak. And I don't, there are some people for sure. On the right, that are control freaks, but for the most part, there's certain personality traits. I would love to talk to Dr. B about this. There's certain personality traits that I think some people are hardwired to be lefties, and then when you combine what they're learning in school and the society and movies and the news and all that stuff, and you remove God from the equation.
No, she actually talked about that in the show last night at great length.
Is that right?
And about the difference in gray matter, the difference how the left and the right brains work and operate, what lights them up, what doesn't. A very distinct difference between the two. But what we did over the years is we let the louder ones, you know, just do what they told you to do. You know, it's like that kid in the supermarket, right? He starts pitching a fit because mom says, no candy bar. She gets embarrassed and goes, all right. You can just stop and you can have the candy bar. All right, strike 7. Take the kid by the ear, drag him out to the car and sit there and say, when you decide to be a human being, we'll go back in again.
Right, but that is also because we started to create a society that said parents are bad. Parents, you have to understand, we're being ruled by an overall Marxist regime that is trying to separate families, trying to pull families apart. So anything that's good for the family is going to be uncomfortable for the family to do. So instead of a parent going, knock it off, we go, I want to be your friend. Or, you know, I'll give you that candy bar at the checkout stand. Because we care about what people see in us, how they're looking at us. How we're perceived as parents and all that.
Yeah, I never cared.
All that stuff is gone.
As you well are aware, I never cared. I was that guy in the supermarket that would flick his kid in the head and tell them to knock it off. We're going for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Sonia right after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Back, my friends. Yes, we are. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. Seriously. Right? When you get informed and you're sitting with those, one of those boneheads, okay? Not a big deal. You can we can make sure that, again, you know. Or you have the facts that you need to be able to push back, but you don't argue them. You simply state them. You simply speak them out. Because you're not going to get anywhere arguing with somebody who's dead sure they're right. But you are. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week, as my co-host. For those of you who ever watched Columbo, okay, I call it the Columbo move. You almost come at it like you're the idiot and you don't understand, and you make a statement that they've got to actually think about. And I'm telling you, about 8.5 out of 10 times you catch them because they, I don't know, I never thought about it that way. Yeah, that would make sense. You can't shove it down their throat like, I know you don't, shut up and get in line. That doesn't work. Right?
Well, yes. And again, I'm coming to it. This is the year, 2024 for me, is to try to see that. People have their own different ways of breaking through the crazy. But I will say that it's very important that we find our way, because this is getting very serious. If you can break through the Columbo way, absolutely do it. I say know who you can talk to and who you can't, and let the ones that you can't. You know, the Bible says there'd be some people with ears to hear and eyes to see.
I mean, so some people are going to be idiots.
Better recognize and leave them. What do they say? Kick the dust off their doorstep and keep on moving.
Yep. You kick the dust off your sandals and basically
right.
Leave them to their own stupidity.
Leave them to their own devices and find somebody that who you can make a dent in. Also understand that you're not going to be able to drive, not necessarily drive the whole message home. I often call myself the seed layer. I think there's some people who are going to lay seeds, and then some people are going to come along later on and water it.
Well, that's biblical.
And, you know,
yeah.
And, well, oh, is it? I just kind of thought it's how things grow. So, and then there's going to be a harvest, and that, you know. But don't think you have to make somebody get it right in that conversation that you're talking to them in, or that you expose them to something, a new thought. It's not up to you. God is, he's doing his thing. So don't think you got to be him. Okay?
Yep. No, but I think to your point, when you say sowing seed, again, you sow doubt. You sow the question that they're not asking, that they're swallowing hook, line, and sinker what their party's giving them. And you just have to turn around and lay it out and just say, hey, look, I never thought of that, and that flies in the face of this, and I really don't understand how this works.
But
you
even
almost
if
come
they,
at it.
Even if they don't respond that way, even if they don't connect in that moment.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, they don't necessarily have to say, you know what, I never thought of it that way. The chances are they're not, because ego is involved.
Yes, well,
and
pride.
And chances are human beings are not going to go, you know what, okay, well, I'll think about it. Like, they're not. They're going to go, bite me. And
no,
then
but
later.
But I've had some of those people come back at me, I don't care if it's a week later or a month later, they go, you know what?
Oh.
We were talking, and I went, finally, I took my time, but I went and looked it up, and you were right. And I said, well, it doesn't matter,
I've had people come back at me and say thank you to stuff I said, and I don't even remember talking
to
the person.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. So I guess what I'm saying is don't worry about the outcome, but just stop fearing, and I know we can do that in California, stop fearing speaking your mind. Stop being afraid to say what you feel, asking questions, throwing challenges at people, throwing love onto them. Whatever it is you have to do,
yeah.
Don't not do it because you've been kowtowed in California to shut your mouth. And
well,
a lot of us
me,
are,
but it makes me feel bad when you talk like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
I hear that all the time.
Even more seriously, Joe. Well, I worked in Hollywood, you know, my background. You can lose your job. I lost my livelihood.
Okay. You ready
by
for this?
Speaking
You're
going to
throw something at me. If you were closer, you'd hit me with it.
Oh, I'd love to.
Our founding fathers lost their lives.
Exactly.
They lost their businesses. They lost their houses. When it comes to the
lives.
Right? I mean, you think about it. Civil War, those guys knew they were going to lose their lives.
Yeah, but they weren't making Hollywood money.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Some of them were getting paid so they could eat, but you know,
listen,
in the Revolutionary War.
You know, I'm just joking.
Yeah, in the Revolutionary War, there were guys' fortunes, homes, families, businesses,
everything
wiped
gone.
Out.
Everything gone. But this generation has been, and several generations have been taught to not have empathy and not see the plight, the struggles of other people. And they, it's reverse racism is what
they,
it is.
They think they have, though, Sonia. Yeah, I'm, oh, look, I know at, you and I were think. Joking about this on another show. You know, that white girl screaming in the face of the black cop, right? She right. thinks that she's doing some kind of social justice. She's helping him out. She's helping this black man that's probably in his late 30s, early 40s, see the light of why he's so oppressed.
And he would save her in a heartbeat if something happened to her.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a crazy... It's crazy town right yeah. now, and it's a hard thing to try to be a patriot and save the country and also live in a time and a place that is so insane.
Well, I know the place that you and I kind of part ways on the parental thing is,
well,
you know,
not.
We've raised a generation, I think two generations now, of kids whose the world revolves around them. If they have a thought, it's the best thought in the world. If they think clothes go together, then those clothes go together. Mommy and Daddy always pumped them up to think, you know, they were the best thing since sliced bread. And then they get out in the real world, and they find out, well, maybe not so much, because the other 30 kids in the class, their parents told them their kids were the best thing since sliced bread. So you've raised this generation of kids to think that they're the ones that count, and then
well,
you put social media in front of them.
I don't know where we're parting ways because my kids have huge, their worth ethic for my children are amazing. My children are doing better than I ever thought about doing, to be honest.
Than you thought that they would do or that you would do?
That I would do. My kids' work ethic, way higher than mine.
Well, then you raised them right. You, the parent, raised them right.
You know what? Okay. I'm uncomfortable with taking the credit for it.
I don't care. I'm going to give it to you whether you like it or not. All right, we got to go for commercial break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, Sonia Schmidt. Be back in a couple of minutes.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. Former President Trump has posted bail in his defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll as he seeks to appeal the verdict. In January, a federal jury awarded Carroll more than $83 million in damages stemming from Trump's defamatory remarks. According to the U.S. Capitol Police, a Gold Star father was taken into custody during last night's State of the Union speech after he heckled the president. The man, whose son was a Marine that was killed alongside 12 fellow service members and 170 civilians in a suicide attack during the 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal, was escorted out of the gallery by officers and then arrested. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
Do you know this man?
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back.
No, we're not.
Now we're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be a part of the conversation. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, answering questions, whatever it is. You can hop on the chat room. There's smarter people than I up in the chat room. And I can always tell when I'm boring them to death because they start talking about other stuff. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, Sonia Smith. Joe, I know. I'll get my name right one of these days, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right? Okay. So let me jump in here. So my kids just sent me a kale salad. I know kale was supposed to be the big thing like last year, a couple years ago. It was like,
it's not
kale.
A fad. People have been eating that.
It's a fad.
That leaves from the... Oh, they're disgusting. Anyway, go ahead.
I listen. I'm not poo-pooing anything. I'm going to try it. If it's supposed to be good, I'll do it. But I have to be honest. Kale did not. It was not my friend. So I'm not quite sure about the kale. But I do have to ask you a question because we always have to talk about recipes.
Oh yeah.
So tonight. Tonight I'm doing I'm going to do a linguine clam.
You mean a clam sauce?
Yeah, I think that's my strongest recipe, and it's so easy, and I'm so tired. But today we were talking about different types of, I'm scared to use the word with you, man. Noodles? What's the difference between noodles, spaghetti, pasta? Whatever.
Oh, here we go. Here
Mr.
We go.
Italian.
Yeah, right. Spaghetti is long, right?
So is linguine.
Yeah, but it's a form of spaghetti.
Linguine is a form of spaghetti.
It's a type of spaghetti. Yeah. Go to the supermarket. When you look at a line, when all those things are up there,
I know that, but you like You reprimanded me today when I...
For doing what?
Linguini, fusilli.
Fusilli, yeah.
Penne. What are those? Are those penne forms of pasta?
I mean, look, they're all pasta in essence, okay?
That's what I thought.
But penne is macaroni. Yeah, but you have to be... Okay, I drive a car. Oh, that's cool. What kind?
Gotcha.
Right?
But you would... So, but you could say that a spaghetti and a linguine are also pastas.
Technically, yes. But that's not how we refer
but
to them.
You were insulted when I said that earlier.
I am very insulted, yes. We have spaghetti. So, we have... And ravioli. Ravioli's made with pasta, but it's ravioli.
Made with pasta. Is pasta a form of a flour and a mix?
Yeah, it's that stuff that you use either make them long, make them round.
Gotcha.
Right, make shells out of them. Okay. Are you taking notes here? Because I'm not.
I am. Is that crazy? I'm so anal. So would you never, ever, ever say noodles?
I never say noodles, no. Because to me, what noodles are...
That's not macaroni.
No, what noodles are... You know those little egg noodles you get for like beef stroganoff or something like that?
That's right.
Those are noodles. You know
okay.
What I'm saying? So...
And that's not even Italian. That's like German stroganoff. Right?
And I'll even make you crazier here, okay? Different pastas hold different sauces, are made... For different sauces, if you would, because certain sauces don't stick to certain pastas.
Okay. So if I was going to do, pardon us people, but I got to learn. If I was going to do a tomato-based meat sauce heavy on the meat,
yeah,
could I use a rigatoni or...
Yeah, rigatoni, ziti, penne, yeah. Any of those. The ones, when you use it, I can't believe we're doing this. Anyway, when you do a creamy sauce or a straight sauce, like a marinara, right? Doesn't have any chunks in it or anything like that. You want to use pastas that have ridges in them because the ridges hold the pasta off.
Oh, interesting.
If you don't have, if it's got a smooth surface, that pasta is going to sit in the bottom of the bowl. I mean, the sauce is going to sit in the bottom of the bowl.
Wow.
However, that meat sauce that I told you to make, which is just hamburger and meat, I mean, that will go with spaghetti or what have you. I would never eat, like, angel hair pasta. I would never have angel hair pasta with a meat sauce.
Oh, yeah. No. Uh-uh. I can't imagine it. So, I bought a canned Alfredo sauce. You can cuss at me later for even doing that because it's such an easy thing.
Canned Alfredo sauce? Sweet.
It's such an easy thing to
make.
I'll pray
for you later on. I'll pray for your soul.
I was just being lazy because you know how easy that is to make.
Yeah.
What kind of a pasta do you use on an Alfredo?
On a who?
Alfredo sauce. What
Linguini.
Kind of pasta?
Linguini.
That's what I thought.
Okay. That's all. Yeah. God. You know, I still got time to go, and you're talking about food.
Sorry.
Right?
I only have a half an hour, and then I can make. I'm gonna do a linguine clam.
Yeah.
Parsley, olive oil, butter, happy days.
You know what you do? You take olive oil and garlic in a pan. Just coat the bottom of the pan with it. Okay.
Yep,
make the garlic kind of clear. You know, wait till it becomes a little translucent there.
That's my step one.
While you're boiling angel hair pasta, okay. And when your pasta's all done, you throw it in the oil and garlic.
Okay.
And you coat the oil and garlic, a whole bunch of grated cheese, and you'll love it. I'm telling you, you will love it.
You know what I'm happy with?
You're killing
me
here.
I know this is crazy, but when I was in Italy, I had it as well. Just some new
Who?
Pasta with salt, pepper, garlic, and a little bit of Parmesan. Call it a day.
Yeah. No.
So good.
Everything from once I get in there, it's a project. That's all there is to it.
I would hate to see the kitchen after you get done.
Oh, no, I do pretty good with it. All right. Can we talk about reality here?
That is reality. Oh, and let me tell you something. If you're always talking about politics, folks, you ain't winning. You got to have a life.
Oh, God.
So someday you have to ask me about soul food. You never do. What's that about?
Well, because I've been to Aunt Kizzy's kitchen. I've had it all. What do I need to ask for?
No, you get it made for you. You have to learn
how
to
Oh, you want me to make it?
Yeah, I'll tell you how. You tell me how to make Italian, I'll tell you how to make flat.
I mean, last time I went there, I had the pork chops and that black sauce that she had. What was it? Oh, God. I can't remember what I had now, but it was greens. It was, it was delicious. You got to get off of food. I'm starving.
Okay, sorry. Let's go.
Let me pick something here that's totally different than food. Okay, the Oregon governor came to her senses. Somebody must have really slipped her a common sense pill, right? They have now recriminalized all the drug laws that they can, right? And they're getting all kinds of backlash from, well, probably from the druggies or the people who think that there's no reason why people should be able to shoot up in the middle of the street and all that, right? So they reversed the important portion of their drug decriminalization bill. So it's great now. Now there you can use drugs in certain areas in certain places, but it's not a free for all like it has been. You know what I'm saying?
What state?
This is Oregon. When you start to see the overdoses and the hospital beds that are full and how many more people became addicted, right?
Yeah.
It was getting crazy. They couldn't keep up with it.
I heard a guy, and I'm going to botch his name, but he did an interview on the Joe Rogan Experience, and he moved out of Oregon. He moved his family out because he was walking just a couple of blocks to his children, just a couple of blocks to their school, and he had to pass this sort of craziness that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And they are rescinding. I don't understand why things have to go this far before they sort of bounce back a little bit. They never bounce back as far as I think they should.
No.
But Rush Limbaugh often talked about this. He said, and I always trusted him, and
well,
I watched
it. You've got a few seconds left, so quick.
Every time I bring up Rush, we have to go.
We talked about food too long. We'll come back and finish up the story.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Sonya and Joe will return in a minute.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so that you're not part of the problem. Because if you're part of the conversation, you're getting informed. And you can step out on that, and hopefully you won't step on it, so to speak. You'll actually make a difference, and you'll be able to, I won't say turn somebody, but at least enlighten somebody, and they got to get that out of their head, because once they hear it, it's in their head. They can't do much about it at that point. Anyway, Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week as my co-host. We usually don't do a Food Network thing, but we did tonight, so...
No, we do. We do, and people love it, and those who don't have to suffer through it, but I need to know how to cook.
Boy, you're so strong. So forceful.
Yeah, because I'm a woman. I love cooking, and I want to be able to do that for myself, my children, if I ever get a boyfriend.
Well, wait a minute. You're a woman. You love to cook. So I'm a man who love to cook. Does that mean I'm a woman? Or could I?
No, my father. I never told you the story about my father was an army cook.
Yeah, that you have. And it was, but that's,
and
yeah.
And it was during the time where nutrition and food and all that was really important in our armed services. Up until then, they never looked, and I had to do some research on this, because my leftist sister always made fun of him because he was just a cook or just, what do you call it, somebody, a mechanic, both of which were very important.
Good jobs.
Exactly. Yeah.
They were good jobs.
Just,
good,
just
hearty.
Like the left. Yeah. Just like the left to belittle that. So when I looked into it, I looked into, this was the first time that they had considered nutrition to be very important in sustaining the troops. So my father was a cook, and I grew up learning how to cook huge portions of things.
Oh, I can imagine. Every meal at the table was for 500 people.
You have no idea, Joe. Yeah. I label stuff even to this day. I overcook. I label. But I'm getting better at just making enough for me and shopping enough for me and labeling food and putting it in my small little freezer.
Yeah.
But it comes from having an Army cook dad.
Yeah. Well,
so
look,
you guys I
had
don't
four
like
kids
us talking
to cook
about-
for, so when they left, yeah, I was took me a while to pare it down to two people. You know what I'm saying?
It's a hard thing to do. Yeah. It's a hard thing to shop.
So, all right, let's get back into the real world again.
Yeah, because I can get back into it easily. Sorry.
In Canada, which we probably could pull it off here too, an actress that posed as a 14-year-old, a gender-confused girl. And it didn't take her long to get everything she needed. Now, this isn't a documentary. The actress is known as Sacha, and she's posing as a 14-year-old patient who says that she is trans. And after a brief consultation at a private gender clinic in Quebec, she received a testosterone prescription.
Jesus.
She was given an appointment to see an actual counselor. She was advised on life-altering mutilation surgeries during the consultations. How long do you think the consultation was? You want to take a guess?
Probably half an hour.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? No, 9 minutes. She was in and out, prescription written, 9 minutes. Okay. And that's where you sit back and you say to yourself, how can anybody with two brain cells give this stuff any legitimacy? When you know how long it takes to do any kind of therapy for somebody to help understand what they're going through, how you can help them, and some of the other things, right?
So heartbreaking.
It is. Well, look, the first thing the doctor talked to her about was gender. The doctor mentioned surgeries. And she said, like what? The doctor says, gender mastectomy. She says, you mean removing the chest? He said, yeah. So the doctor explained that there are only surgeries that exist, and we have a uterus at the bottom with ovaries, so basically it's possible to remove them all, and that will help you with your dysphoria. Wow. The doctor should be put in jail. After 9 minutes.
And I believe that there are more and more people who are coming out and creating administering lawsuits against these doctors, so hopefully they will stop doing it. You're saying this is in Canada?
Well, this particular one is in Canada, but
I think a lot of people in America think, oh, well, that's in Canada out here. I have heard the other side, the pro side of this whole thing, say that these kids are getting counseling. When I've heard the kids who are going through this going, they're not getting counseling.
No.
They get a half an hour. That's where I picked my half an hour number out of the air.
The one young lady, Chloe Cole, said that she went to two 20-minute sessions. That was it. And then they prescribed everything for her in the second one. Everything.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Chloe.
Okay.
She is so lovable. You just want to...
You're getting all squishy on me in your old age.
Yeah, I'm a girl. I'm a woman, but I have to tell you, she is so articulate. Apparently, she says, you know, she dealt with autism. And a lot of these kids,
Yes. Go ahead. Yep.
She's really bright. She's autistic. She's lovable. She's likable. And she is articulate. And you just want to go, I'm so sorry that you went through this. And you just want to scoop her up in your arms and hug her. And the left just
hates her. They hate
it's
her.
It's shocking.
Right? And more reports are coming out now that show that the transgender hormones are causing some serious diseases, and well, including cancer, causing trouble with the joints, causing trouble with bone density, you know, everything.
It's
and
a bunch
they won't these, admit to it.
These yeah. people, okay, this is so silly, but when I got like two implants going on here in my mouth that I got to get done, and they talked to me about this years ago, about what implants were, and I was like, this is some mangle crap. This ain't right. Mm-mm. And I'm like, what they're talking about now doing to children, we have grown a bunch of mangalas that are willing to do this awful crap to children.
Well,
what kind of personality does that take?
You and I talked about this a long time ago, and remember, let's see how good your memory is. Remember when they were doing like an abundance of plastic surgery on young girls, 14.
On children.
Right. Right. And you're going, wait a minute, they're still growing into their bodies.
They're not developed yet.
Thank you. You know, I wonder how many of their noses have fallen off by now. I don't know.
But when you have a society that is, the social media and movies and all that are telling children that they're not good enough, that they need to look a certain way. Of course, and their parents are worried about how they're going to be perceived in the real world.
Yep.
Why would you not do that?
Well, listen.
I mean, we know why you wouldn't do that, but those parents are concerned with how their children are going to be.
But why not go back and look at the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. I don't know when it actually started, the plastic surgery stuff. And look at how the kids, some of them were bummed out. Some of them ended up, having a big nose later in life that they could still have fixed. Right? Why not look at how they fared, how they dealt with something? And some of them might have been unhappy. Some of them might have been miserable in their bodies for a period of time.
But honestly, they weren't that miserable. I will tell you, and I said this to you earlier this week, gotta watch Larry Elder produced a documentary called Uncle Tom 2. Stop it. Stop it right now. This show isn't about black people. This is about our country. You're going to find out the exact question to what the answer to the question you just asked. This is how, when you see the past juxtaposed against the current times and where people are now, you will see exactly where we are, why we're there.
Oh, no, I mean, okay. If people are that dull, they can't figure that out.
No, you can't. I'm telling you, as smart as you are, and you're a pretty smart dude, I don't think you can see the through line the way this movie does it. So give it a try, Joe. I'm suggesting this to your listeners. Check it out, and you will see a through line. And I think that you'll land where I landed, and I'm pretty intuitive, and I've been over several years. We're fighting a beast.
Well, we'll have to watch that over the weekend.
I hope you do, and you know, I hope you do,
how
Joe.
Long is it?
You know what, Joe? What if it's 6 hours?
I would fall asleep after an hour and 15 minutes. That's what would happen.
I'd just have to plan it
out and break it up. You know what I'm saying?
Larry Elder is the executive producer. It's not anything like Uncle Tom 2. I wish they hadn't, Uncle Tom 1. I wish they hadn't named it Uncle Tom 2, because I think you get the impression that it's only about black people. It's not. It's about our nation. It's about where we are. It's about exactly what we're talking about.
You're done. That's it. The music is in the background. That means we got to go. I'm going to go over, in the next hour, you should listen while you're cooking, because I'm going to go over the lies of, what's his name?
Who? Joe?
I'm having one of those moments. I was trying to be
Joey
like
Joey B?
Joey B.
I'll
be back in a minute, people. Don't go far, Sonia. Have a great and safe weekend. We'll be back later, guys.